A teachable moment today about how trouble overseas is making borrowing for a house in the U.S. cheaper. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. There's slower growth, and there's the situation where an economy actually shrinks, among the situations we're following this morning. For help with this on Fridays, we turn to the chief economist at FTN Financial in New York, Christopher Lowe. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, David.
The cognoscenti keep talking about storm clouds gathering over the global economy, yet I see things like earlier this week we reported Chinese exports, despite the trade war, actually went up more than expected in July. Where are these clouds?
Well, we saw them gathering over Europe last night. In the UK, GDP fell. German exports are down 8% from a year ago. And because it's happening in conjunction with a slowdown in European demand, in domestic demand, economists have now revised their German GDP forecasts to zero.
And then, of course, I don't want to broad brush China. There's some weak spots there.
That's right. And last night we saw the first decline in wholesale prices in China in a couple of years. China's exports are holding up okay for now, but the reason they're holding up is that they have absolutely slashed margins.
So with that kind of weakness, capital comes in search of strength, higher interest rates, and you see that in our bond market.
That's right. And at the moment, the 10-year note, which is the government bond that mortgages are priced off of, have fallen to 1.7%, just extraordinarily low interest rates, and apparently enough to have ignited a mortgage refinancing wave, which hopefully means better prospects for consumer spending in the U.S. in the next couple of quarters.
Chris Lowe at FTN Financial, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
Another big economic and trade story today, China's currency, the yuan. Chinese officials let it sink on Monday, earning China the official U.S. designation currency manipulator, which Beijing denies. It was big news on Monday when the yuan fell below 7 to the dollar. It keeps drifting lower. It's 7.06 now. The lower yuan makes Chinese goods cheaper and easier to sell overseas and helps counteract U.S. tariffs. Uber reported late yesterday that it lost more money than expected in the last quarter, more than $5 billion. The stock was down 9% in early trading today. Earlier this week, rival Lyft's results were better than expected. Now, both companies are new to the public stock market, and there could be changes that customers see. Here's Marketplace's Erica Barris.
For Uber and Lyft, competition for riders kept prices low, says Robert Puentes with the Eno Center for Transportation. Now that they're public,
what does that mean for what the prices are going to be, and how does that play out for customers?
It may mean higher prices. Angelo Zeno, an analyst at CFRA, says Lyft, for example, may adjust its costs at places like airports.
Where demand is extremely high, where, you know, there's the ability to kind of increase prices given the lack of supply relative to demand.
The companies may also try to distinguish their brands. Lyft could emphasize its e-bikes and scooters, Uber its food delivery and self-driving vehicles. But the main way they make money is through rideshare. And says Evan Raleigh, professor at the University of Minnesota,
the problem for them is that at the end of the day, it's just a ride from point A to point B. And all people care about is getting there safely in a timely manner at a low price. And so there's not that much you can differentiate on it.
And if they raise prices for that service, they could lose customers. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
Payday loans are a short-term but expensive way to borrow money. 12 million Americans used them last year when they're in a cash bind. The Consumer Federation of America says finance charges can range from $15 to $30 to borrow $100. Peggy Lowe reports from the Marketplace Hub at KCUR on some alternatives.
Austrey Sosa has a good job at Pryor, a manufacturer of plumbing products in Kansas City, Missouri. But she's the first to admit that she's never been good about saving money.
I could just never seem to make it stay in a single place. You know, I'd always talk myself into, oh, well, what's $20 on something?
So when the 25-year-old Sosa took over the high interest payments on a pickup truck her parents owned, it was tough.
We were struggling to make the money to pay the taxes on it and get it licensed and all that stuff. And I just couldn't save the money to do it.
Sosa is not the first Prior employee that's needed some fast cash. Joe Poskin, Prior's CEO, says he's long wanted to offer employees a long-term savings plan beyond a short-term holiday savings plan he's had for years. And then he heard about Onward, a program still in the pilot stage that allows workers to save small amounts of money over time, building a small nest egg for emergencies.
The idea, the whole idea that you're trying to combat payday loans and create a financial cushion or a base for these folks, well, that's what we've been trying to do here at Prior for our folks for the 25, 26 years we've been here.
Some Kansas City predatory lenders have made national headlines. Scott Tucker was sentenced to 16 years in federal prison in 2018 for running a multi-billion dollar illegal internet payday scheme. Onward's founder, Ronnie Washington, hopes to curtail the need for these kinds of loans. He's among a number of nonprofits and for-profit employer-based loan programs with the same idea.
Instead of profiting off of people, we're trying to make a better way for them to be resilient and to have financial security.
Now, most of Prior's 75 employees make small deductions, 5% of their weekly paycheck. It goes into their Onward account based at a local credit union. For some, that's as little as $24 a week. And it worked for Austrey Sosa, who saved up $2,000 over 6 months, paid off her truck's taxes and license, then refinanced to a low-interest loan, which she called a relief. In Kansas City, I'm Peggy Lowe for Marketplace.
Recapping, the Dow's down 106 points now. That is 0.4%. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.